And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote these sentences. I just pointed my rifle at him and let him have the big one right through the third button on his shirt. If he ever figured to sew that particular button on again, he was going to have to scrape it off his backbone. Louis L'Amour, the author of many Western novels, born in Jamestown, North Dakota, 1908. It's the birthday of Stephen Sondheim, New York City, 1930. When he was 27, he was offered a job writing lyrics for a new musical, a modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet set in New York City. The result was West Side Story, came out on Broadway in 1957, got mixed reviews, but it was a huge hit as a movie. It's the birthday of the best-selling novelist in the world. That's James Patterson, born in Newburgh, New York, 1947. He was an ad executive when he decided to retire and devote himself to writing. Published more than 70 novels, according to recent figures. James Patterson outsells Stephen King, Dan Brown, and John Grisham combined. It's the birthday of the poet Billy Collins, born in New York City, 1941. An only child, before he knew how to read, he would sit and page through books and pretend that he was reading whenever his parents had company. Wrote his first poem at the age of 7 when he saw a sailboat on the East River. Billy Collins said, I was a most impressionable teenager back in the days of beatnik glory, so I responded fully to Kerouac, Ginsberg, Ferlinghetti's Coney Island of the Mind, Gregory Corso, and others. I was a Catholic high school boy in the suburbs who fantasized about stealing a car and driving nonstop to Denver. I probably would have done it, but I didn't have access to those special driving pills that Neil Cassidy had. Plus, there was always a test to study for, or band practice. Billy Collins' most recent book, Aimless Love. And it's the anniversary of the first private screening of a motion picture. Paris, 1895, Auguste and Louis Lumière. They made a movie of a group of workers leaving a factory in Lyon. It was only 46 seconds long, but it was very popular. People wanted to see it, but the Lumières felt that motion pictures were just a fad and there was no future in it. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry entitled Questionnaire. How much poison are you willing to eat for the success of the free market and global trade? Please name your preferred poisons. For the sake of goodness, how much evil are you willing to do? Fill in the following blanks with the names of your favorite evils and acts of hatred. What sacrifices are you prepared to make for culture and civilization? Please list the monuments, shrines, and works of art you would most willingly destroy. In the name of patriotism and the flag, how much of our beloved land are you willing to desecrate? List in the following spaces the mountains, rivers, towns, farms you could most readily do without. State briefly the ideas, ideals, or hopes, the energy sources, the kinds of security for which you would kill a child. Name, please, the children whom you would be willing to kill. Questionnaire, a poem by Wendell Berry from his collection Leavings, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.